American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Anti-Jewish riots continue to spread across U.S. college campuses. The latest unrest reported last night at Tulane University in New Orleans. Also last night, riot police were called in to the campus of UCLA in California. Lucas Tomlinson has the latest.
Local reports say this began when hundreds of pro-Israel supporters took on the anti-Israel protesters and tried to dismantle their encampment. Flashbang, signs of pepper spray, fireworks being set off. There are some reports that ambulances arrived on scene. We have just received this statement from LA's deputy mayor of communications, who says, quote, "The mayor has spoken to Chancellor Block and Chief Choi. LAPD is responding immediately to Chancellor Block's request for support on campus. We've been told riot police have arrived on the campus of UCLA. People are wondering why they feel so helpless on the campus and why the police didn't arrive sooner, because the violence has been taking place for hours."
Former President Donald Trump wonders why Democrats aren't speaking up.
"Well, I'm watching Jewish politicians abandon Israel, and I've seen it and you've seen it. Where is Schumer? Why isn't Schumer speaking up? He was always out there in front because he's looking at votes, I guess. We have to let Israel complete their war on terror. It's a horrible thing, but they have to do it, and they have to do it fast, and we have to get back to order."
New York Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis says this is what happens when Democrats are in charge.
"This is lawlessness that has been allowed to fester in this country. In New York, for example, there have been people arrested, but I'm sure by the time Americans are waking up this morning, they've been released back onto the street. That's what's happening, and that's the reality that we face under Democrat-run governments at the city and state level."
And former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says he believes this is only the beginning.
"I think we're going to see it all through the summer. This is going to be like the so-called summer of love of 2020. But I certainly wouldn't want to book a ticket to Chicago during the Democrat convention. This is going to be a mess. And the left has invited it upon themselves by catering to the people who are absolutely just pure lunatics. There's no other way. These are people who hate America. They hate law and order. I'm not sure what it is exactly that they want, but other than the destruction of a free and open society, they want totalitarianism. They really don't, because when they get it, they're going to wish they didn't. It's the old classic statement, you're going to get what you want, but you're not going to want what you get."
Colleges and universities are supposed to be places where people can share ideas and viewpoints to gain a better understanding of the world and of each other. But is that the reality? More from Bronson Woodruff.
AFN talked with Frank Turek of Cross Examined on this issue. We ask him if it's true that free speech only applies at colleges and universities as long as you agree with the liberal way of thinking.
"Officially, it's not true because they have to allow free access, but practically it often turns out that way. When people like Riley Gaines or Charlie Kirk or Ben Shapiro get protested and almost physically bullied. In fact, Riley Gaines actually had to spend some time locked in a room to prevent the protesters from hurting her. So officially, it's viewpoint neutral on a college campus. But practically, especially people who are putting forth a conservative agenda are often heckled or somehow corralled or threatened or abused or shouted down, so they can't say what they need to say."
He said a college administration will often participate in this by either preventing the event from being scheduled in a particular room that you need, or they won't prevent the protesters from interrupting the event or from keeping other people from getting into the venue. He said that type of censorship is totalitarian.
"The college campus is, other than the White House, the most anti-Christian free speech real estate in America. They don't want certain views to be said. They are a self-selecting group of leftists. They don't want any conservative viewpoints."
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
American Family News is available online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.